Hello and good morning. You're listening to Money Control's Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharad and today is June 19th and here are the top things to know before the market opens. After the markets continued 2 days of consecutive loss, the trends in the GIFT Nifty is pointing out to a soft start for Indian markets. Given the developments around the Iran-Israel conflict and the Fed keeping interest rates unchanged since its December meeting, markets are likely to be sideways in today's trading session as well. If you look at the updates from the Iran-Israel conflict, the Middle East tensions have entered its seventh day with the President Donald Trump holding a Situation Room meeting to discuss the US options. While saying earlier that his patience has already run out with Tehran, Trump indicated he has not yet made a final decision on whether the US would get involved. On the other hand, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said in a national address that Iran will not surrender and warned that any US military intervention would result in irreparable damage. And on the ground, Israel and Iran continue to trade strikes with the Israeli military, saying it has hit military targets in Tehran and Iran claiming to fire ballistic missiles toward Israel. Coming back to markets, yesterday, Nifty eventually closed with a loss of about 41 points below that 24,850 mark. In the broader end of the markets, the Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices continued their downward journey for the second consecutive day in a row, where Nifty mid-cap fell by 0.4% and the Nifty small-cap corrected by 0.2%. From a stocks perspective, auto stocks closed largely higher, with Maruti Suzuki, Eicher Motors, all of them being the top gainers, after reports suggested that India may turn to Australia as an alternative source for rare earth magnets. As we head to today's trading session, experts believe that unless Nifty breaks the range on either side, consolidation is expected to continue. Below the lower band boundary, 24,500 is the key level to watch out. Beyond 25,4000 to 25,200 is the possible resistance to watch out for the Nifty levels. Moving on, let's take a look at some of the stocks that will grab focus today. First up are the shares of Zydus Life Sciences, after the company announced that the recent inspection by the US FDA at its oncology injectable facility in Ahmedabad has concluded with two observations and none were pertaining to data integrity. Second up, shares of Abbott India will be in focus after the company and MSD Pharmaceuticals have entered into a strategic distribution agreement aimed at broadening access to MSD's oral anti-diabetes medications in India. Thirdly, shares of Avaaz Finances will be in focus after the company's board executive committee has approved raising up to 200 crore rupees through a private placement of NCDs. And finally, shares of Siemens will be in focus after the company said that Siemens Energy has received approvals from BSE and the NSE for listing and trading of its equity shares effective June 9. Coming to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, on the Wall Street, the three major averages ended the trading day mixed. The Dow Jones lost about 44 points, while the S&P 500 was flat in red and the Nasdaq Composite inched up marginally by 0.1%. We did see that the US Federal Reserve expectedly held rates steady, leaving the benchmark rate unchanged at 4.25 to 4.5%, where it has stood since December. Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled that the Fed committee will wait to see the impact of President Donald Trump's tariffs on inflation before considering any adjustments to the monetary policies. However, the Fed still pointed to two rate cuts later this year. Coming to Asia-Pacific markets, that fell largely this morning as investors weighed the US Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates steady while the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel continued to dent sentiment. If you look at Japan's Nikkei 225, that lost about 0.7%, while South Korea's Kospi also fell with about 0.3%, and Australia's S&P 200 was trading flat in today's trading session. Coming to commodities market, Brent gained about 0.25% to settle at $76 per barrel and Brent had jumped more than 4% a day earlier after Trump called for Iran's unconditional surrender, but right now it is at steady rates. On the other hand, gold prices edged higher after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged, while platinum surged to a more than four-year peak. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market expert Manoj Baheti joining us, who will talk about whether the impact of rare earth magnets is limited for the auto sector and what it means for India sourcing an alternate supplier like Australia here. Listen in.
The impact of rare earth magnets, it was mainly going to have a significant impact on the EV side. And if I look at the contribution to the profitability of EV in the overall auto space, it was not that big. So, means, and many of the companies with whom we have interacted, they were having good amount of stocks of this rare earth mineral also. So, over short term, anyway, the impact was not going to be much. Even on a medium to long term, the impact was more on the companies which were mainly on the EV side rather than ICE side. And with this alternate sources of rare earth mineral emerging, I think this the impact which we were seeing even on the EV side, that will also get addressed. And lastly, if you see the kind of I would say that when China has started restricting the supply of this rare mineral to the world, I think it was more a symbolic, because there was a trade negotiation happening between two large countries, China and US. So it was more symbolic rather than having any medium or long-term impact. So I do not read too much into this issue, because this issue is going to impact mostly the companies which were mainly on the EV side.
That's all we have from this edition of Money Control's Market Minutes. We'll be back with more tomorrow at the same time.